Daybreak, presented by Hannah Murray.
Good morning. Joining us on the line now is James Bell. He's the Director of Professional Services for Renaissance UK. They believe everyone can be a successful learner and they empower teachers, which is integral to school success. They are a company founded by parents, upheld by educators and enriched by scientists who all know that learning is a growth process. A recent study revealed that one in three teenagers haven't read a book in the last year. Welcome to the show, James.
Oh, yeah, Hannah, good morning.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. So were you surprised to see this, that one in three teenagers haven't read a book in the last year?
Not really, to be honest with you. I mean, when you think about it, in my day, when I grew up as a kid, you're either reading book or doing sports. But today, the kids have so many more options, and they're so much into technology now and gaming that for some kids, not all of them, but for some kids, books have taken a sidestep, really. And for some kids, even, books don't exist at home. So quite often, the only place they get access to books is in school.
Yeah, that's true, actually. There could be lots of parents of young children who don't have books themselves.
That is very true. It's sometimes the case, sadly to say.
So if kids aren't being brought up in the environment where their parents are reading books, then that, I guess, makes more sense.
Yes, and also that's why we really prescribe to reading time in both primary and secondary schools. And what we do with schools that use our program Accelerated Readers, we say to them that they should set aside 30 minutes a day in primary and 20 minutes a day in secondary for kids to do a sustained silent reading for pleasure.
So when you're advising them to do that, do they pick the books themselves? Is that the point of it?
Yes, absolutely. The kids get to choose a book that they want to read, and it could be David Beckham's autobiography, it could be a classic, it could be a David Walliams book, and then they read the book and take a quiz, and that quiz analyses how they're doing in their reading and tells the teacher whether the books have been too long for them, too difficult for them, or too easy for them. And the teacher then can then do something about it for those kids.
Oh, clever.
But getting that reading time in school is really, really important. And that's something that we continually lobby the government about to make it compulsory for kids to be allowed, not just the guided reading programs that they have, but sustained silent reading for pleasure.
That makes a lot of sense because, like, if they find a book that they like and they're reading it in school, it's not likely that they won't pick it up again when they get home. Do you know what I mean? If they're enjoying it, they surely will go home and think, oh, I want to read more of that.
That's exactly what happens, because then you've got teachers and librarians who are experienced, who are able to guide them to books that are the right interest level for them, the right difficulty level for them, and the right length of book for them. So it's a chance that it's a book they're going to enjoy.
And the key is, as you say, picking a book that really suits them. You know, if you've got a child that's interested in horses or motor racing or football or, you know, whatever their interest might be, find something that they really, really like, and that's going to help as well.
Absolutely. And that's why we publish a report each year that is freely accessible on our website, renlearn.co.uk, called What Kids Are Reading. And it's been coming out for over 10 years now. The next one comes out in 2019, the first quarter of 2019, and it's based on 4,900 schools taking part and over 1 million kids who read over 252 billion words. And around about 21 million books. So there's a lot of data there. And what we do for schools and for parents who want it is we list year by year the most popular books that kids are reading. And then we analyze the data. So we know, for example, that if kids are reading for 15 minutes a day and understanding what they're reading, you begin to see accelerated growth. But for kids that are reading less than that, less than 15 minutes a day, you do not see the growth that you need for them to be able to keep pace with their reading age to their chronological age. So that's why that reading time in schools, particularly for those kids who don't have books at home, is really, really important.
Yeah. They must produce less annuals than they did years ago. I remember when I was growing up, there used to be annuals for everything, and they were great Christmas presents, whether you were interested in, you could obviously go to a Blue Peter annual. There were annuals for your favourite football team. You could get annuals to do with your favourite pop group or whatever. Do they still exist? I don't remember seeing them for a long time.
Well, I remember them as a kid, and I'm Scottish, so I remember things like the Bruins, which probably most people haven't heard of. So that came out at Christmas each year. These days, to be honest with you, I don't think there is as many. There's still some. I'm sure the Blue Peter Annual still comes out. But there's not as many as there used to be. But it's really important that kids do have access at home to books, and we've got to try and help parents make that happen. And it is difficult for those parents on low incomes, but there are schemes available that people like the National Literacy Trust do drive to get books into the hands of kids, and various other charities do it as well. And there's World Book Day, where kids are given free tokens. We just got to make sure that kids are surrounded by books, both in school and at home. And we've got a long way to go with that, both in school and at home.
Are kids reading in other ways, though? I mean, obviously, a lot of kids have got tablets and things like that now, tablets and phones that they're playing games on. Are they reading on that, or are they just using it for games?
No, of course they are, and some kids are reading news articles, they're reading instructions about the game they've just bought, but they need to have a wide range of reading in both fiction and non-fiction to be able to have the skills that they need in later life. In fact, there's a study in the US that shows that kids should be reading probably 50% fiction and 50% non-fiction to be able to get that academic language that they need in later life as they go into business.
Well, yeah, I expect a lot of people listening may well have been brought up reading newspapers with their fathers growing up and things like that. And I bet, again, there's a lot of parents who maybe don't go out and buy a newspaper each morning. You know, that probably happens a lot less than it did years ago.
I agree, it does. It does. And that's why it's really important to have books in the home and in schools available for these kids. A wide range of levels, a wide range of interest levels, plenty of choice for them, so that they have access to the things that they need.
Definitely. Can people access your website from anywhere?
Yes, they can. It's renlearn.co.uk. And on the customer section, that you'll find links to things like what kids are reading. And we'll make sure, actually, after this interview, since I mentioned it, that we'll put it on our social media feeds as well, the link there, so people can go to that as well.
Okay, fantastic. renlearn.co.uk if parents or teachers listening want more information. That's fantastic. Yes. James Bell, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.